life is perceived in Islam as a blessing. And it is a blessing when it is lived according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a blessing when it is lived in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Muslim, a believer, he perceives life as a blessing. Every single day when he wakes up, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. Take good care of our health because it is an amana, it is trust. Why? Because the more healthy we are, the better chances for us to obey Allah, to fulfill our commands, make use of our life before we lose it.
حي على الصلاة.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our Habib, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is the blessing of long life. Subhanallah, life is perceived in Islam as a blessing. And it is a blessing when it is lived according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a blessing when it is lived in the way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a blessing when it is lived in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam has given us the complete code of conduct in order to live our life in the best fashion. Subhanallah. This is the reason a Muslim, a believer, he perceives life as a blessing. Every single day when he wakes up, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may wonder why. Because of the fact that he has got another chance, another opportunity, another way to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please the Maker that He has given us a beautiful life. Remember what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said in the authentic hadith: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. Most of the people, they are neglectful about two great blessings. Number one, good health, and time. And subhanallah, both of them have to do with life. We are told in Islam to take good care of our health because it is an amana, it is trust. Why? Because the more healthy we are, the better chances for us to obey Allah, to fulfill our commands, to fulfill the needs that we have. Subhanallah. This is the reason we as believers perceive long life as a blessing. Because the more life that you get, the more you will have opportunities to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, let us make use of our life before we lose it. Let us use our time in this world before we lose it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have that wisdom and understanding to invest in this dunya, so that inshallah the fruits of it, we can see it right here in dunya and in the hereafter as well. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to bless this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. We ask Allah Almighty to ease the matter, the suffering, the obstacles, the challenges, the difficulties as Muslims are facing across the globe. We ask Allah Almighty to grant us the companionship of Rasulullah in the highest levels of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'awana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.